Life is full of choices, and life can also be filled with missed opportunities. Now, if it involves a sale or a chance to go to the game, you can always get another shot at those. When it comes to your child's education, you really need to understand all that's available and possible today rather than tomorrow. And that's the goal of this coming week's National School Choice Week taking place through the 28th. Now, my next guest joins us to fill you in about. She is the Vice President of Public Awareness with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. Shelby Doyle, how are you today, Shelby?
I'm great. It's great to be with you.
And to learn more about what we are talking about, schoolchoiceweek.com. Yes, we do have that linked up at our homepage as well, because no matter if you're here in New Jersey, you're listening on stream wherever you are, you got some choices out there that they're certainly easy to find, but you just maybe have not yet known where to look. So talk about this week, Shelby, this coming week. What are some of the ways that awareness of school choice options are being presented to parents?
Yeah, so this week is really designed on a couple of different levels to try to make this process easier for parents, because we know there's a lot to navigate. It's also hard to get the ball rolling at the right time of year, which is January, but you're coming back from the holidays, you're thinking about getting settled into that second semester, and it's actually still an important time to think about the upcoming fall, as far away as that might feel. So the things that we do during the week are work with local schools and organizers to put on events and activities in the community that help parents make these choices in the practical and in the concrete. And then we also put out lots of information that helps parents read or watch and understand the context in which they're choosing. So education policy is very different on a state-by-state level. So we talk about traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, private schools, online schools, and homeschooling policies, and how those affect parents in New Jersey, for instance. So in your state in particular, there's not as much open enrollment as there are other places, but you can choose district schools that are different than the ones you're assigned if your district participates in open enrollment, and that's a question worth asking if you're interested in doing that. There are plenty of public charter schools for parents to choose from and magnet schools, lots of private schools, although there's no state-funded program that helps parents afford those, as there are in a majority of states. And then you've got some online learning options and, of course, homeschooling. So we ask parents to just take a quick look, get a sense of what you might want to be interested in, and start the process this week.
We've all certainly seen the concerns and the results of studies about learning loss during the COVID shutdowns and school education limitations, which brings to actually make sense of a survey that you have up on your website too, where majority of parents are satisfied with the schools that the kids are in, but there's a large majority that are concerned about the progress that their kids are going to have. And when you look at the options for education in the schools that are out there, with that learning loss being now a new consideration, I would kind of think that a lot more parents now are open to options rather than playing the cards that they have for their kids' education.
Exactly. I think that is a well-put definition. You know, parents are satisfied, but at the same time, they want to make sure they're doing everything they can. There have been so many challenges for educators and for students over the last few years that no one's taking any of this for granted in a way they may have before. So you definitely see parents wanting more information about their options. We know that 64% of them would like to know more about the school choice options they have. And more than half of parents, whether or not they think the school in general is just fine, they have looked for or are looking for a different school for at least one of their kids. And to me, that goes to the heart of what we think at School Choice Week, which is just that every child is different. And there doesn't have to be anything wrong with a school for a parent to realize that their kid needs to go somewhere different. It's just a question of fit and the right match for the particular student, what they're interested in, what their challenges are. And that's why it's important that parents have options.
Talking with Shelby Doyle, who is the Vice President of Public Awareness with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. This coming week through the 28th, it is National School Choice Week, and you can find out more at schoolchoiceweek.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I want to put a focus on something that it's probably among the newer options. It's available, I guess we'd say, fully in around 45, 46 states, and a few states in the Midwest have some limitations on it. The magnet public schools, in a way, is this sort of like where we see colleges develop these strong sports programs to attract top talent. In that realm, are Magnet Public Schools developing specialty programs to attract top academic talent?
Yeah, magnet schools are something folks ask us about a lot because there's a lot of mystery around these types of schools. There are some in New Jersey. There's not as many as there are other places, like you mentioned. But the idea behind a public magnet school is that it's a public school option that's still free for families to attend, but that helps students who are either particularly interested or particularly gifted at a certain type of subject be able to incorporate that more into the school that they do. So that could look like a vocational school. It could look like a performing arts school. It could look like a focus on STEM. But there's lots of different flavors of magnet schools. When they initially came into existence, there was a bit more of an emphasis on students taking entrance exams that had to prove that they already had a lot of aptitude for this. Magnet schools generally are moving away from that sort of high bar of entrance and more looking for students who are just interested in that subject or that discipline. So it's a great option if you have a student who, I think we all know kids like this, from an early age, they're just laser focused on one thing that just makes them come alive. And it's a great option for families who want to see that invigorate the rest of the schooling they do, because magnet schools will incorporate, for instance, performing arts in how they teach about English, if that's what students there are passionate about.
And since they're public schools, that means they're free.
And isn't that a huge factor for folks?
Then I would think, too, that if you can have your child find an educational comfort zone in a magnet school, that is certainly going to, if not decrease, probably all but eliminate, once you get into college, major flipping.
Exactly. It really is a chance, you know, if you have that student who really, really has a clear idea of what they want to go out in the world and do, they can really try that on for size in a way that's hard to replicate at that young of an age. And that's really clarifying for students and very helpful for them.
Now, the work of your organization, National School Choice Week, spans all 50 states as well as D.C. You don't bring politics or any kind of advocacy other than the best education possible for the child, which is, I'm sure parents hearing that, or they see that as a wonderful exception versus the rule they sometimes come across with other situations. But in a week that's coming up like this, what do you hope to see from the schools? We're talking about what the parents can do as far as looking, seeking, asking questions. What do you hope the schools and the various centers of education do as far as how and the way that they present themselves?
Yeah, so we work closely with the schools and organizations that celebrate the week to try to make sure that they're planning things that are helpful for families. And there's 26,000 events planned across the country, just for a sense of scale this upcoming week. So really what we ask schools to do is one of two things. One, a lot of schools take the opportunity to use this as a time for community engagement. So even for the parents that are already there, they do something that brings parents into the school or that helps students have a sense of why their parents chose the school for them and giving them a sense of ownership about being there, which I think is really valuable for students. And then you have lots of schools that are doing enrollment or prospective parent-oriented events. That could be something as common as an open house, but sometimes schools get very creative with it. We'll go into the community and do a service project as a way of getting out in the community and meeting new people. They'll have a family fun day of, you know, sledding if you're in a snow-filled state that people are invited to bring their friends and family to. CC schools get really creative with this. And then, of course, we have larger scale school fairs that organizations will plan that bring tons of schools together under one roof. In New Jersey, for instance, Excellent Education for Everyone has one planned on the 21st. And that is an opportunity for parents to kind of shop for schools in one place. And we always love to see those happen in states because we know how practical that is for parents.
This is why this website, schoolchoiceweek.com, for this coming week is absolutely vital. If this is something now that's sparked your interest, if you've been contemplating it before, we had our conversation here with Shelby, and you've had some of those missing pieces filled in, you can complete the picture at schoolchoiceweek.com. Find the school choice events near you, the special events, more information about your specific state as far as the options that are available, how to access them, what's needed to access them, and a whole lot more. That's at schoolchoiceweek.com. We've been speaking with the Vice President of Public Awareness, with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. Shelby Doyle, thank you so much for helping parents understand that, yes, they do have a lot more choices than they were maybe even aware of or even thinking about. And there is a benefit out there that could be even greater than what they have already when it comes to the education of their children. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.